الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah, and we send the peace and blessings upon His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final prophet, the final messenger, and the seal of all prophets. We had stopped in the previous session at the statement of Sheikh Muhammad bin Uthaymeen rahimahullah, dealing with the aspect of, we mentioned first, let me just give a quick preview. We're currently dealing with believing in what Allah Azza wa Jal described Himself with in the Quran, and how, and believing in what the Prophet ﷺ described Allah with in the Sunnah. And we dealt with a few discussions. Discussion number one, that part of the belief in Allah is believing what He described Himself with. Second discussion was the fact that the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal is from the unseen. Is from the unseen, and our position as Muslims pertaining to the unseen is to submit and believe. You don't see the angels, but you don't deny the angels because you don't see the angels. So, type. And we stick to the mas, the text, textual evidence. Whatever the Quran and authentic Sunnah say, our job as Muslims is to say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We listen and we obey. No philosophy, no, let me ask Aristo what he felt about this particular affair, or Einstein, or any of these people, and say, let me include some of their philosophy trying to understand the deen, as it happened in the early generations of Muslims, towards the third century, where people started adopting these philosophies, and they started including them in the understanding of Islam, and we came up with something brand new, different than what the righteous predecessors were upon. Our objective is to go back, inshallah. And the third discussion is where we had not yet made it. We were still towards the middle of the second discussion. Basically, we had finished the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, interpretation of the meaning, and do not chase that which you have no knowledge of. Verily, the hearing, the sight, and the heart, all these you will be questioned about. Now, the Shaykh said the following. نحن الآن لا ندرك ما وصف الله به نعيم الجنة من حيث الحقيقة مع أنه مخلوق في الجنة فاكهة ونخل ورمان وسرر وأكواب وحور. I think we did this, but we'll, no harm in repeating it, inshallah. ونحن لا ندرك حقيقة هذه الأشياء. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, we currently do not truly grasp what Allah had described the bounty of Jannah. In terms of reality, can't really grasp it realistically. Although it is created, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, it is created, isn't it? Now we know in Jannah there's fruit, there's dates, the palm trees, there's beds, cups, you know, women, shur. And we do not know the reality, the essence of these things. We only know the names. We can only, the only link, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, he said the only common denominator, the only commonality between that which is in Jannah and that which we have on earth is the name. Just the name. This is called the fruit and this is called the fruit. But don't no way, there's no means of comparison. The only thing that is common is the name. The essence, something beyond you. If this is the case with that which is created, then we will see what is intended in the future. He says, we cannot truly grasp the reality of these things. وَلَوْ قِيلَ صِفْهَا لَنَا لَا نَسْتَطِيعُ وَصْفَهَا لِقَوْلِ تَعَالَى فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. عَفْوًا. As-Sajda, verse number 17. If someone told you, describe it to me, you will be unable to describe it. You will be unable to describe it. Because of Allah Azza wa Jal saying, and no soul knows what has been hidden from it, from the pleasure of the eye, as a reward for that which they used to do. وَلِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى فِي الْحَدِيثِ الْقُدْسِي أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. And Hadith Qudsi, which is basically the Prophet ﷺ saying Allah's speech but not the Quran. He's speaking, this is what Allah Azza wa Jal, he's speaking on behalf of Allah Azza wa Jal. I have prepared for my righteous servants what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and never come across a human's heart or mind. We know in Islamically the heart, the mind is in the heart. We'll deal with that in the future, inshallah. فَإِذَا كَانَ هَذَا فِي الْمَخْلُوقِ الَّذِي وُصِفَ بِصِفَاتٍ مَعْلُومَةِ الْمَعْنَى وَلَا نَعْلَمُ وَلَا تَعْلَمُ حَقِيقَتَهَا فَكَيْفَ بِالْخَالِقِ. If this is the case with that which has been created, with the creation, that has particular descriptions that we know the description, but we don't know the essence of it, and this is something that is created, then what about the Creator? Here we're trying to establish something. We're trying to establish that our belief in Allah Azza wa Jal and His attributes is from the unseen. And if you're unable to understand how a quality may be for something that is, you have a similarity in it in this dunya, but because it's in Jannah, we can't really know what it is like and it is created, then how are you going to be able to understand that of the Creator? This is in order to push away this concept of the people that whenever you say Allah has a certain attribute, they automatically think of a human being and they say, no, you cannot say that Allah has such and such. Trying to here elevate us beyond this point. Look, it's beyond you. Don't deny it because Allah said it. Don't try to understand it in this limited fashion because it's beyond you. If you're unable to do it with something easy like the creation of Allah such as Jannah, how are you going to do it with the Creator? The Shaykh will mention another example that is excellent inshaAllah. مثال آخر الإنسان فيه روح لا يحيا إلا بها لولا أن الروح في بدنه ما حي ولا يستطيع أن يصف الروح لو قيل له ما هذه الروح التي بك ما هي التي لو نزعت منك صرت جثة وإذا بقيت فأنت إنسان تعقل وتفهم وتدرك. The Shaykh said another example is the insan, the human has soul, has a soul in him. And he can only remain alive with that soul being in him. And had the soul not been in his body right now, each one of us, if your soul wasn't here, you will not be here. And furthermore, you cannot describe it. If I was to ask you, describe the soul that you have in you. Is it thin? Is it fat? Is it light, dark? What is it? What is the essence of it? You cannot, although it's right there, right here. The Shaykh said, this soul, if it was removed away from you, you will die. If it remains in you, you're a person who's sane, who can speak, who can understand, who can reason. لَجَلَسَ يَنْظُرُ وَيُفَكِّرُ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ يَصِفَهَا أَبَدًا. The person, if you ask him, he will sit and remain thinking, he will never be able to describe his soul for you. How am I going to describe my soul? Because you don't see it. It's not tangible, you don't see it. You see the body, but we're not asking about the body. We're asking about the soul that is in the body. Because when you die, the body's still there. But the soul is the one that goes away. So there is a soul, but we cannot describe it. Although it's so close to you, مَعَنَّا قَرِيبَةٌ مِّنْ. It's يعني right, it can't be any closer than this. فِي نَفْسِهِ وَبَيْنَ جَنْبَيْهِ. It's in him and it's between his two sides. يعني it's in the middle of you. وَيَعْجِزُ عَنْ إِدْرَاكِهِ. And he's unable to truly understand it or to grasp it. مَعَنَّا حَقِيقَةٌ. Although it is realistic, it's truth. It's, you know it, you know. يعني شَيْءٌ يُرَى كَمَا أَخْبَرَ النَّبِيَّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. The soul can be actually seen. It is something that is visible. As the Prophet ﷺ said, بِأَنَّ الرُّوحَ إِذَا قُبِدَ تَبِعَهُ الْبَصَرِ. The soul, when it is taken away, when it is grabbed by the angel of death, the sight follows it. When the angel of death takes away the soul from the body, the actual sight follows it. That's why you see the person's eye open, and they used to have to close their eyes. The Prophet ﷺ told us that the eye follows the soul. The body follows the soul as it is leaving, as it is departing from the body at the time of it being taken out. فَالْإِنسَانُ يَرَى نَفْسَهُ وَهِيَ مَقْبُودَ. So the person sees his soul after it has been taken by the angel. وَلِهَذَا تَبْقَى الْعَيْنُ مَفْتُوحَ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتُ تُشَاهِدُ الْرُوحِ. This is why the eye remains open at the time of death, watching the soul. وَهِيَ قَدْ خَرَجَتْ. But the soul had left already, departed. وَتُؤْخَذُ هَذِهِ الْرُوحَ وَتُجْعَلُ فِي كَفَنْ. Now this soul is taken and it is shrouded, it's put in a shroud.
ويصعد بها إلى الله, and it is taken up to Allah جل وعلا. ومع ذلك ما يستطيع أن يصفها. With all that, he is unable to describe it. وهي بين جنبه, and it is between his two sides. فكيف يحاول أن يصف الرب بأمر لم يصف به نفسه. So how would person try to describe Allah, the Lord, with something that he didn't describe himself with. ولا بد إذن تحقق ثبوت صفات لله. So this, with this, is, it is inevitable that we confirm that this particular attribute has been truly given to Allah. يعني the hadith is authentic because the Quran is a given. نعم. المبحث الثالث, the third discussion. أننا لا نصف الله تعالى بما لم يصف به نفسه. We do not describe Allah with that which He did not describe Himself with. Don't add nothing. Don't innovate nothing. ودليل ذلك أيضا من السمع والعقل. And the evidence for that is also some textual evidence. And سمع, what is intended, textual evidence, something you hear from the Quran or the Sunnah. والعقل and intellect. ذكرنا من السمع آيتين, and we've mentioned already two verses that dealing with textual evidences, that وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون, that among the things forbidden is to say about Allah that which you have no knowledge about. And ascribing or attributing to Allah a particular attribute that doesn't belong to Him is speaking about Allah without knowledge. So that has been given as an evidence. وأما من العقل, as for the intellect, we said that this is unseen. هذا فقلنا إن هذا أمر غيبي لا يمكن إدراكه بالعقل. وضربنا لذلك مثلين. We said this is from the unseen. You cannot truly grasp it with your mind. And we gave a couple of examples, which is the soul, the ruh, and the jannah. طيب. Fourth discussion. وجوب إجراء النصوص الواردة في الكتاب والسنة على ظاهرها لا نتعداها. This is now this is where we're getting to the sensitive aspects. The obligation of taking the textual evidences that come from the Quran and the Sunnah according to the apparent meaning, we do not bypass it. Whatever the apparent meaning is, you take it. Just like that. مُرُوهَا كَمَا جَاءَتْ. Take it as it came. Don't misinterpret it. Don't explain it away. Don't change the meaning. Don't deny it. We will see what is intended by all that. Because this is where the people deviated. مِثَالُ ذَلِكَ. Now, here, focus now. Because people have a fitna with this. This is a fitna for the people except those whom Allah guides. And because the Muslims have dwelled into this particular issue for so many years, it became overrated, and people are afraid of speaking about it. And you know, it's one of these things that is very much maybe disliked back in our home countries, where they really don't like to discuss these things. But at the end of the day, this is the deen of Allah, and we have to be upon the truth that is pleasing to Allah, and we just have to discuss these things. لما وصف الله نفسه بأن له عينا هل نقول المراد بالعين الرؤية لا حقيقة العين؟ لا, لو قلنا ذلك ما وصفنا الله بما وصف به نفسه. Allah عز وجل, when Allah described Himself that He has an eye, don't think of nothing. Now the shaitan is going to come and try to draw an image of X eye. Right click, delete, put it in the trash bin. Then go to the trash bin and empty the trash bin so you cannot retrieve it later. No image. ليس كمثله شيء. There's nothing like Allah. ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. There's nothing unto Him. There's nothing like unto Allah. Do we say that what is intended with the eye is vision? No. Because if we say that, then we have not described Allah with what He described Himself with. We will see the textual evidences as we go in the book, inshallah. Allah described Himself as having an eye. Two of them. In the Quran. We will see. Another example. لما وصف الله نفسه بأن له يدين. When Allah described Himself that He has two hands. بل يداه مبسوطتان. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 64. Rather, this was in refutation for the Jews. The Jews said, يد الله مغلولة. The hand of Allah, they said the hand of Allah is tight. It's tight. يعني Allah doesn't spend. والعياذ بالله. These Jews, man. What do you know about the Jews? They have the nerve to say that Allah Azza wa Jalla is, يعني Allah is stingy. Why? Because they're not getting as much sustenance as they want. They don't know that the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jalla is that He gives to whomever He wills and He deprives whomever He wills out of wisdom, not out of you know being stingy. So Allah refuted them. He said, "Ghullat aydihim." Allah made du'a against them. But their hands, this is why the Jews are one of the most stingy people on the planet. They make jokes in America. They say, if you want to kill a Jew, throw a penny out the window. When you drive in the car, throw a penny. You know a penny?
Yes.
Yes. He will pull over in his car, run in the freeway trying to get the penny and get run over by some car. That's how much they love money. So, then Allah refuted them. He said, بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَةً. Now we will deal eventually with the book word by word. Nay, yadah, if you know Arabic, yad, singular, yadan, dual, muthanna, tayyib, aydi, plural. If I'm speaking about any hands, if your hands, I say yadah. If I'm telling him about you, yadah, his two hands. Allah Azza wa Jal described Himself, He said, bal yadahu, with muthanna, with the dual, mabsutatan, are stretched out. Are stretched out. So he refuted them with their statement that one of the hands are, of course, I'm doing the hand, I'm trying to keep the hands away so they we're not trying to resemble Allah here, Azza wa Jal. They said that Allah's hand is tight, then Allah said, nay, but both hands are stretched out. Yani spending, that Allah Azza wa Jal spends. Now, this is a verse from the Quran. And Allah said in the Quran, yadah. And Allah said, inna ja'alnahu Qur'anan arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun. Verily, we have made it in Arabic Quran, perhaps you will understand. The Arabs understand what is intended by this. The people who spoke the language, that doesn't mean anything in our language but that. This is not a figure of speech. This is not something, we know what yadah means. It means hands. So to deny it is going against the teachings. Unless the Prophet ﷺ had said, Allah doesn't have hands, but what is it then is such and such and such? Case closed. Never happened. The companions, those who loved knowledge, who lived for knowledge, who propagated knowledge, the one who were most keen on learning the deen, none of them dared or ever went to this extent and asked the Prophet ﷺ, O Messenger of Allah, what is intended by the two hands of Allah? Why did that never happen? Because they accepted the text as it was. And they had adab, they had respect, and they had mannerism with Allah Azza wa Jal. This is Allah. Delete whatever human characteristics you have in your mind, and Allah is Allah Azza wa Jal. But if he says something in the Quran, and he said, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. This Quran guides to that which is more straight. You cannot come and deny it. Without any reason. No reason for it. Not from a hadith, not from another verse, interpreting this verse and another verse, nothing. You will see, inshallah, as we go in the book, the reality of these issues that the people don't understand in this day and time. لو قلنا إن الله تعالى ليس له يد حقيقة بل المراد باليد ما يسبغه أو يسبغه من النعم على عباده فهل وصفنا الله بما وصف به نفسه؟ لا. He says, if we say that Allah truly doesn't have a hand, He doesn't have a hand in fact, a real hand, but we say what is intended with the hand is the spending that Allah spends. All is intended spend. Did we describe Allah with that which He described Himself with? No. Because Allah could have said about spending, yunfiq, and it came in the Quran, right? Allah yabsutu rizqa liman yasha wa yaqdir. Allah spreads or spends the sustenance to whomever He wills and He holds back. It came in the Quran. If it was intended just spending, we have plenty of verses deal with spending or not spending or withholding due to the wisdom of Allah. No, the hands wouldn't come into the play, you know. So we will not really be describing Allah with what He described Himself with if we deny that. But you will find that some of the Muslims say, you cannot say, no, don't say Allah has a hand. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. You're making Allah like a human being. Ya akhi, no. We are, Allah is Allah. There's no comparison. You have a hand, and an animal has a hand, and a frog has a hand, and is there some? If this is the case between you and an animal, and there's no means of comparison, then what about you and the creator? Just the fact that the name is there, you have a hand, and an animal has a hand, there's no means that there may be nothing equal. That cat might have three, you know, I don't know, fingers, and it's made out of, you know, whatever fabric, or not fabric, you know, fur. And the bones are different, and the meat and the flesh is different, and the blood is different, and there's nothing similar. And this is with you and the simplest thing right around you, let alone a mosquito and the hand of a mosquito or a fly. If this is the case with the creation of Allah, whom Allah created everything, then how are you going to sit there and try to resemble Allah to His creator, to His creation, and try to imagine what Allah Azza wa Jalla is look like? Don't go there. Don't go there. Al-Mabhath al-Khamis, the first discussion. عموم كلام المؤلف يشمل كل ما وصف الله به نفسه من الصفات الذاتية المعنوية والخبرية والصفات الفعلية. Now these are some technical terms. والله المستعان in translating them into English. The general understanding of the statement of the Mu'allif, which is Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, includes everything that Allah described Himself with from the following. الصفات الذاتية, personal attributes. And the personal attributes are divided into two. Ma'nawiyya, abstract. Wa khabariyya, informative. Abstract, ma'nawiyya, abstract. Wa khabariyya, informative. These are all under as-sifat al-dhatiyya, personal attributes. Personal attributes, one category. Two subcategories. Ma'nawiyya, abstract. Khabariyya, informative. Second main category, the second category is as-sifat al-fi'liyya, the action attributes. The action attributes. We will see what is intended with these things, inshallah. فالصفات الذاتية هي التي لم يزل ولا يزال متصفا بها وهي نوعان معنوية وخبرية. When we speak about the personal attributes, we are speaking about that which Allah Azza wa Jal had always and will always be attributed with. Something that is permanent with Allah Azza wa Jal. Because we will find that there are things that happen based on the occurrence of something. You do something, you attain the anger of Allah. So Allah may not be angry at a particular point, but when you do something that attains His anger, then you bring about the anger of Allah. This is an attribute of Allah. But it is not like Al-Hayy, the ever-living. You know? Al-Awwal, the first. Al-Akhir, the last. These are, they don't change with nothing. These are continuous, permanent. Allah has always been described with these particular attributes, Azza wa Jal. طيب, this is what is intended now. And it is two kinds, abstract and informative. فَالْمَعْنَوِيَّ, as for abstract, what is intended by an abstract quality, like al-hayat, life, wal-ilm, knowledge, wal-qudra, the ability, wal-hikmah, wisdom. These are abstract qualities. We will see why they're considered abstract in comparison to the informative. وَمَا أَشْبَهَ ذَلِكَ, and whatever similar to that. وَهَذَا عَلَى سَبِيلِ التَّمْثِيلِ لَلْحَصْرِ. This is just to give some examples. This is not all of them. There's more than that. الْخَبَرِيَّة, this is the informative one. مِثْلَ الْيَدَيْنِ وَالْوَجْهُ وَالْعَيْنَيْنِ, like the hands, two hands, the face and the eyes. This is considered خَبَرِيَّة. And whatever similar to that. And this is similar to body parts that, you know, we as far as we are concerned, not with Allah Azza wa Jal. طيب, but he's just trying to draw the close idea to us. طيب. فالله تعالى لم يزل له يدان ووجه وعينان. Allah Azza wa Jal has always had hands, two hands, a face and eyes. لم يحدث له شيء من ذلك بعد أن لم يكن. لم يحدث أو لم يحدث له شيء من ذلك بعد أن لم يكن ولم ينفك عنه شيء من. Both these things had never not been there before, after, or never came afterwards. They have been with Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah has been, ever been. They've always been with Allah, not something that was added or acquired. Not something that was acquired. كما أن الله لم يزل حيا ولا يزال حيا. The same way, Allah has been alive and always been alive. Allah is alive and always been alive. لم يزل عالما ولا يزال عالما. Allah has been knowledgeable, not all knowing, and He was all knowing and He is still all knowing.
back in business. Now, so Allah is وَلَمْ يَزَلْ قَادِرًا وَلَا يَزَلُ قَادِرًا. Allah has been able, and He has been able in the past, and He's still able now, be able in the future. These are permanent qualities of Allah Azza wa Jal that do not leave, do not come and go, do not change, do not nothing. These are permanent with Allah Azza wa Jal. This is part of the essence of Allah Azza wa Jal. ذات الله جل جلاله. وهكذا يعني ليس حياته تتجدد ولا قدرته تتجدد ولا سمعه يتجدد. Likewise, his life is not renewed, neither is his ability renewed, neither is his ability to hear renewed. بل هو موصوف بهذا أولا وأبدا. Rather, he is given these particular qualities from the beginning until the end, forever. From وتجدد المسموع لا يستلزم تجدد السمع. The fact that you hear something new doesn't mean that you are regaining the quality of hearing. To hear something new doesn't mean you are regaining the quality of hearing. You're hearing something again, but it's still the same quality. فأنا مثلا عندما أسمع الأذان الآن فهذا ليس معناه أنه حدث لي سمع جديد عند سماع الأذان. He said, now if I hear the Adhan, it doesn't mean that I have a new quality of hearing that I've heard the Adhan. بل هو منذ خلقه الله فيه. Rather, it's been with me since Allah created me, the ability of hearing. لكن المسموع يتجدد. But that which is heard is the thing that is being renewed. وهذا لا أثر له في الصفة. This does not affect the attribute. This does not affect the attribute. واصطلح العلماء رحمهم الله على أن يسموها الصفات الذاتية قالوا لأنها ملازمة للذات لا تنفك عنها. The scholars, may Allah have mercy on him, came about to this particular term. They agreed to this particular term, الصفات الذاتية, because it is consistent with Allah Azza wa Jal. It does not leave with the essence of Allah. It does not leave. والصفات الفعلية هي الصفات المتعلقة بمشيئته وهي نوعان. As for the action qualities, then it is the quality that is associated with the will of Allah. It is associated with the will of Allah. وهي نوعان. صفات لها سبب معلوم. Attributes that have a known reason. Attributes that have a known reason. مثل الرضا. Such as pleasure, Allah being pleased. فالله عز وجل إذا وجد سبب الرضا رضي. كما قال تعالى إن تكفروا فإن الله غني عنكم ولا يرضى لعباده الكفر وإن تشكروا يرضه لكم. Allah عز وجل said, he says, for example, like pleasure, Allah عز وجل, if the reason is there for Allah to become pleased, then he becomes pleased. As Allah says in the Quran, if you disbelieve, then Allah is self-sufficient. He is in no need of you. غَنِيٌ عَنْكُمْ. Allah is too rich to need you. وَلَا يَرْضَ لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. And he is not pleased that his servants will remain with disbelief, or that his servants disbelieve in him. وَإِنْ تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. But if you show thankfulness, then he will be pleased with you. He is pleased with that for you. So here, the shukr that we perform entails and brings about the pleasure of Allah. If you disbelieve, you will gain the adam rida. You will lose the rida, the pleasure of Allah. You believe and you are thankful to Allah, you will attain the rida. It is an attribute of Allah. It is an action, and it is relevant to the will. We have a reason. We know a reason for it. You do this, you will get this. You don't do this, you will get that. This is the reason. The second kind, وَصِفَاتْ لَيْسَ لَهَا سَبَبْ مَعْلُومٍ. There are attributes also that are action, but we do not know the reason why. We do not know the reason behind them. مثل النزول إلى السماء الدنيا حين يبقى ثلث الليل الآخر. Such as the descendants of Allah Azza wa Jal to the lowest heaven in the last third of the night. We do not know a reason, but we believe. When we know the reason, you show thankfulness to Allah, Allah will be pleased with you.
How he come back? How he come to coming down? How come down?
Hey, what?
How come down?
You asking me?
Asking us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's where we don't want to go.
Huh?
This is the thing that we're the whole book is about.
Yes.
There's nothing like Allah. How? Imam Malik. You know Imam Malik, Imam Darul Hijrah.
When I told you the story, when a man came and asked him, how did Allah rise above his throne? كَيْفَ اسْتَوَى اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. He became sick, started sweating from the heaviness of this question. Oh, nobody ever said, what are you doing, man? Nobody goes there. He told him, الْإِسْتِوَاءُ مَعْلُومُ. In the language, ascending upon something is no. To be above something, to rise above something is no. وَالْكَيْفُ مَجْهُولُ. How? It is unknown. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبُ. And to believe in it is compulsory. You have to believe in it. وَالسُّؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ. To ask about it is a bid'ah. So you don't ask. Why? لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. وَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Don't strike the examples for Allah. Don't strike similitudes to Allah Azza wa Jal. How does Allah Azza wa Jal descend to the lower seven every last third of the night, as it comes in the hadith in Bukhari? Okay, that at the last third of the night, Allah Azza wa Jal goes to the lower seven. He says, anyone asking for forgiveness so I may forgive him, anyone asking for something so I may give him. This a famous hadith. This is why we're encouraged to pray the last third of the night. May Allah help us do that. How? There's nothing like Allah. Don't think about no one going from, you know, don't imagine any human being going up and down things, because there's nothing like Allah. So we don't go there. And the whole book is about how you should not go there, but you don't go the opposite extreme. This is why we want to be in the middle path. There are two extremes. Either someone wants to know how, and someone who says, no, we deny it. This hadith is well da'if. It's a Bukhari. Da'if. It's no. What it means? It means the mercy of Allah. But why didn't Allah say that the mercy comes down? And the mercy of Allah is always coming down. There's always mercy of Allah. What is the virtue of? You can always refute them. If you try to change the text, you will never win. Every time they try to misinterpret the text, they fall into a bigger error. So we don't want to go to either extreme. How? Don't know. Deny it? Not good. Believe in it without knowing how? Mia mia. That's all you need. Why? There's nothing like Allah. Allah taught you in the Quran, there's nothing like Him. Solve the problem. Problem solved, ya akhi. The Prophet ﷺ was upon this methodology. His companions, the four a'imma, the four imams, and the others, all the tabi'een, they were upon the same understanding. So why are we going to come now after I don't know how many hundreds of years and come try to get some new fresh understanding that they didn't understand? Either we are better than them, or I don't know. It doesn't make any sense, realistically. Bye. Where was I? Hey. Tayyib. So, we don't know the reason. For example, such as the descendants of Allah, we do not know the reason, such as the descendants of Allah Azza wa Jal to the heaven, to the heaven of the earth, yani the closest one to us, when the third part of the night remains, at the last third of each night. Each night, by the way. وَمِنَ الصِّفَاتِ مَا هُوَ صِفَ ذَاتِيَّ وَفَعْلِيَّ بِاعْتِبَارَيْنِ. And among the qualities are the qualities or the attributes that are personal and action. It could be both. فالكلام صفة فعلية, such as the speech of Allah. Speech of Allah is an action quality. باعتبار أحاده. لكن باعتبار أصله صفة ذاتية. In terms of particular statements. But in terms of the quality of speaking, then it is a personal attribute of Allah. Because there are sometimes, the speech of Allah is due to something happening. Someone saying something. Or, you know, like, there are different verses from the Quran. Or like at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, when you recite the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah Azza wa Jal said, قَدْ فَعَلْتُ رَبَّنَا لَا تُوَأَخِذْنَا إِنْ نَسِينَا وَأَخْطَأْنَا. Allah says, I have. يعني, I will not hold you accountable for what you forget and what you do out of mistakes. So there are things that where Allah Azza wa Jal speaks because of something happening, which becomes fa'liya. And there are the quality of speaking that Allah Azza wa Jal has had, which is from the personal attributes at dhatiyya, as one that we discussed earlier. Na'am. Wallahu a'lam. لكن لأن الله لم يزل ولا يزال متكلما. Allah had been and remains a speaker. Allah عز وجل speaks. And I mean, لكنه يتكلم بما شاء متى شاء. But Allah speaks regarding what He wills, whenever He wills. كما سيأتي في بحث الكلام إن شاء الله تعالى. As will come and when we reach it in the book, all the verses and the evidence from the Quran that indicate that Allah speaks. And if you just read the surah, any surah dealing with Musa عليه السلام, إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس, Allah called upon Musa, Allah spoke to Musa. Some Muslims will tell you, no, you cannot say that Allah spoke to Musa. Because if you say that Allah spoke, meaning you're saying that Allah is like His creation because we speak. If you say that Allah speaks, you make Allah's creation, then this is no-no. So they denied every verse in the Quran that deals with Allah speaking to Musa alayhi salam, or otherwise they deny it. See, they're trying to avoid something. They are pretending. They're claiming that they're trying to magnify Allah above these things. They're falling into rejecting the revelation of Allah. And anytime you go off the path, you will not be successful. If you don't follow the sunnah, you will not be successful. They don't follow the sunnah. Had they submitted like the companions did, and didn't discuss these things, didn't dwell into them, no problem. But they didn't. They wanted to choose a new route, and then they want to interpret them a certain way so they can get out of the problems that they have created themselves. You're going to be in bigger trouble. That's just the bottom line, subhanAllah. اصطلح العلماء رحمهم الله أن يسموا هذه الصفات الصفات الفعلية لأنها من فعله سبحانه وتعالى. The scholars have agreed that this term be used as the action attributes is because it comes from the actions that Allah Azza wa Jal takes. These are actions. طيب. ولهذا أدلة كثيرة من القرآن, and there are a number of examples from the Quran, مثل وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا. وجاء, and your Lord and the Malak and the angels come in rows. Come. مجيء. هل ينظرون إلا أن تأتيهم الملائكة أو يأتي ربك؟ Are they just waiting that the angels shall come to them or your Lord shall come to them? رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. ولكن كره الله بعاثهم فثبتهم. But Allah hated that they. This is about the munafiqeen at the time of jihad. Allah disliked them coming out with you, so Allah held them off. They remained behind. Because had they come with the Muslims, they would have only caused fitna among them and try to put them down. So Allah didn't even give them the tawfiq to go for jihad. They stayed behind with the women and the children. And سخط الله عليهم وفي العذاب هم خالدون, that Allah is displeased or angered. His wrath is upon them, and in the punishment they will be there eternally. These are some examples that indicate the actions or the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal that involve action. Allah becoming displeased. Allah is hating something. Allah, you know, coming. All these come in the Quran. كيف ليس كمثله شيء. This whole thing is based on this verse in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 11. You have to memorize it. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. There's nothing like unto Him. Surah. Ayuh, verse 11. وهو السميع البصير, and He is the all hearing, all seeing. There is nothing like Allah. Other verses, هل تعلم له سميا. Other verses, ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. All of these affirm the same meaning. There's nothing like Allah. Nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the creator and we are the creation. For the creation to understand the essence of the creator is something that is impossible, because He did not give us the ability to do so. He did not give us the ability to do so, but He revealed to us what we need. And He gave us the intellect to understand enough to, from what He revealed. So we stick to that. We don't try to go beyond that. Or if you go to Jannah, you will see Allah. Inshallah. You go to Jannah, no more. Khalas. All these issues that today you held off, they were over there, and inshallah they will go away. Currently, don't go beyond the Quran and the Sunnah. Don't go beyond them because you will not get anywhere. نعم. المهم وليس في إثبات لله تعالى نقص بوجه من الوجوه, بل هذا من كماله أن يكون فاعلا لمن يريد لما يريد. He says, and in affirming these particular qualities to Allah, there's no belittling or any deficiency in any shape or form. This does not decrease the majesty of Allah Azza wa Jal in anything. Rather, this is from the perfection of Allah Azza wa Jal, that He does whatever He wills. This is even more of power and strength to Allah, that it is not an incapable God, as the Christians make Him appear to be, or any other religion. Rather, in the Quran, we believe in Allah that He is able to do all things. As in the Salah, فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. Allah does whatever He wills. Subhanallah. No one can stop Him. No one. If Allah intended something, who's going to come and say no? No angels, no Jibreel, no heavens, no earth. Everyone is a servant of Allah. Everyone is a slave of Allah Jalla wa'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ الْقَوْمُ الْمُحَرِّفُونَ يَقُولُونَ إِثْبَاتُهَا مِنَ النَّقْصِ. He says, now those deviant people who misinterpret these things, they say that if you affirm it to Allah, then you are, this is deficiency. This is the deficiency. وَلِهَذَا يُنْكِرُونَ جَمِيعَ صِفَاتِ الْفِعْلِيَةِ. This is why they deny all of the action qualities of Allah. All of the action qualities. يَقُولُونَ لَا يَجِي وَلَا يَرْضَى وَلَا يَسْخَطْ وَلَا يَكْرَهْ وَلَا يُحِبْ. They say Allah does not come, and Allah does not is not pleased with anything. Allah is not displeased with anything. Allah doesn't love anything. You can't, they, according to them. يُنْكِرُونَ كُلَّ هَذِي. They deny all of these. بدعوى أن هذه حادثة والحادث لا يقوم إلا بحادث. Because they say that this is news, something new that came up, and something new doesn't happen unless and the news doesn't happen unless the action goes, unless there's a new something. Okay, يعني I don't know how to explain this in English, and don't expect me to be able to explain it. والحادث لا يقوم إلا بحادث. يعني they say, they're basically trying to run away with this. You say the only way that the action may take place is if something new happens with Allah. And they're saying there's nothing that new that would happen with Allah, because Allah is Allah. So this is where this from where they're coming from. He says وَهَذَا بَاطِلٌ, and this is falsehood. لِأَنَّهُ فِي مُقَابَلَةِ النَّصِ, because it is denying a text. Had there not been any text, and you wanted to take this particular madhab, we will say there may be further discussion. But if it is denying a textual evidence, no. If there was no textual evidence about Allah becoming pleased, Allah loving anyone, and you say, well, we cannot say this because if we say this, then we are, you know, we say no problem. But if a verse says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you claim that you love Allah, if you truly love Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you. Where are you going to go with that? How are you going to deny this quality of love that Allah affirmed to Himself? Because you're trying to free Him from something that He gave to Himself. Do you know better than Allah? And the Shaykh will deal with this in such a way, logically, where you really would become, bi-idhnillah, convinced that this is the right understanding. This is the correct path. This is not some philosophy. This is the most basic, fundamental foundation that you may understand Allah Azza wa Jalla in. That Allah intends goodness for us. Allah intends guidance for us. Allah revealed this Quran to take us from the darkness to the light. Would He leave us with these problems and these issues that we're unable to resolve? Impossible. Would He give us information that is false? Give us names and attributes that He doesn't have? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Right? It goes against the essence of the deen, which is guidance. So how do you make it so complicated when it is so simple? Because they're not going according to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. إيه هذا لأنه هو باطل بنفسه فإنه لا يلزم من حدوث الفعل حدوث الفاعل. He says this is even without the, even if it's not going against the textual evidence, it is also falsehood in and within itself, because it is not necessary that if an action happens that there's an outcome. It doesn't have to be the case. There may be an action and no outcome. So he's even dealing from logically, you cannot get there. طيب المبحث السادس. The sixth discussion. أن العقل لا مدخل له في باب الأسماء والصفات. The brain, the mind has no business when it comes to the chapter or when it comes to dealing with أسماء والصفات, the names and attributes of Allah. Your brain, suspend it. Understand only what you need to understand from the verses and the narrations. Ask to try to understand everything in its complete sense with the deficient mind that you have, it doesn't work. Because we vary in our intellect. And Allah revealed a religion that is available for all, that is relevant for all, that is suitable for all, not for depending on your intellect. So one person will know more than another person, and this person understands the attribute of Allah because of the extra intelligence. It has to be something that we can all share and agree to. That's why the mind is suspended. Now, it doesn't mean you become dumb. We're just saying, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. You use your mind in order, no problem, tfaddal, ahlan wa sahlan. You use your mind in order to better understand them. That's what your mind uses, but not to deny them. The Shaykh will explain. لأن مدار إثبات الأسماء والصفات أو نفيها على السمع. فعقولنا لا تحكم على الله أبدا فالمدار إذن على السمع. He says because the whole thing revolves around affirming the names and attributes of Allah or denying it is all based on textual evidence. Textual evidence. And our intellect, our minds can never judge Allah Azza wa Jal. We can never يعني, oppose a verse in the Quran where Allah says something and you say no. فالمدار إذن على السمع. The whole thing is about textual evidence. خلافا للأشعرية والمعتزلة والجهمية وغيرهم من أهل التعطيل. This is in opposition to the following sects, if you may call them. The أشعرية أشاعرة والمعتزلة والجهمية. And among them from the people who deny the attributes of Allah. الذين جعلوا المدار في إثبات الصفات أو نفيها على العقل. Those who made the whole of, they made every, they, this is what they say. Here's the Quran, here's the Sunnah. Whatever we get from the names and attributes of Allah, we will take it into our brain. We'll do some thinking. If we find it suitable for Allah, no problem. If it doesn't work, we deny it. They accept, they take it. If it makes sense to them, no problem. If it doesn't make any sense to them, they deny it. This is the, how they deviated. You don't do that. You don't do that. Rather, whatever comes from Allah, case closed. Authentic, case closed. You don't sit there and evaluate it to see whether you will accept or reject. It doesn't work this way. Because you do not have this authority as a human being whom Allah created. فقالوا مقتضى العقل إثباته أثبتناه سواء أثبت الله لنفسه أم لا. They say whatever the mind accepts as far as the quality of Allah, we will confirm it. Whether Allah confirmed it to himself or he didn't. ومقتضى نفيه نفيناه وإن أثبته الله. And whatever we think should be denied, we shall deny it even if Allah confirmed it or affirmed it. وما لا يقتضي العقل إثباته ولا نفيه فأكثرهم نفاه. As for the things that the mind cannot really go, يعني the mind is confused. Shall we accept it or reject it? Usually what they did, they rejected it. They rejected it. وقال إن دلالة العقل إيجابية فإن أوجب الصفة أثبتناها وإن لم يوجبها نفيناها. They say that because the mind is positive, so if the mind was positive regarding an attribute, we will confirm it. And if it was negative, then we will deny it. Because the mind by default is positive. All this is philosophy, by the way. This is the philosophers that they teach in schools right now in universities. This is not the deen of Allah. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ تَوَقَّفَ فِيهِ فَلَا يُثْبِتُهَا. Among them are those who held back. They say we will not confirm it. لِأَنَّ الْعَقْلَ لَا يُثْبِتُهَا. Because the mind doesn't confirm it. لَكِنْ لَا يُنْكِرُهَا. But he will not deny it. لِأَنَّ الْعَقْلَ لَا يَنْفِيهَا. Because the mind doesn't reject it. يعني they're taking the middle path. وَيَقُولُ نَتَوَقَّفْ. We will hold back. You will either confirm nor deny. Neither confirm nor deny. لأن دلالة العقل عند هذا سلبية. إذا لم يوجب يتوقف ولم ينفي. Because according to him, the mind is negative. This is another group of them. So whatever he cannot understand, whatever the mind doesn't take positively from the attributes of Allah, then he will hold back and he will not negate it. But he will not affirm it either. طيب. فصار هؤلاء يحكمون العقل بما يجب أو يمتنع على الله عز وجل. So these people reached a point where they started using their brain to see what they will accept or what they will deny about Allah عز وجل. And this is dangerous. This is dangerous. فينفرع على هذا. Now, what branches off from this particular understanding? ما اقتضى العقل وصف الله به. وصف الله مقتضى العقل وصف الله به وصف الله به وإن لم يكن في الكتاب والسنة. Now this entails the following. Whatever the mind finds it reasonable to describe Allah with, then they will describe Allah with, even if it is not in the Quran or the Sunnah. Even if it's not in the Quran or the Sunnah. ومقتضى العقل نفي عن الله نفوه وإن كان في الكتاب والسنة. And whatever the mind tells you that that should be denied, you shouldn't say this to Allah, they will deny it even if it is in the Quran and the Sunnah. وَلِهَذَا يَقُولُونَ لَيْسَ لِلَّهِ عَيْنُ وَلَا وَجْهُ ولا له يد ولا استوى على العرش ولا ينزل إلى سماء الدنيا. That's why they say Allah does not have an eye, neither does He have a face, and He does not have a hand, and He did not rise above His throne, and Allah does not descend to the lowest heaven. لكنهم يحرفون, but they misinterpret. They explain it away. ويسمون تحريفهم تأويلا, and they call that, they deny the meaning, but they call it only different interpretation. ولو أنكروا إنكار جحد لكفروا. Had they denied it clearly, they would have disbelieved. لأنهم كذبوا, because they have lied. لكنهم ينكرون إنكار ما يسمونه تأويلا وهو عندنا تحريف. But they deny it in a way where they call, we're not denying it, we're just we are interpreting it in a different way. But to us, يعني the people of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this is actually denial. This is twisting the meaning away. Because if Allah described Himself with having a face, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, and the Lord of your face remains. If they said no, clearly like that, you're saying the Qur'an is kufr. You are denying the clear text in the Qur'an. You have no business. But they will not. If they did this, they will be in trouble. So they say, we don't deny it, but we say what is intended by the face is the glory of Allah, is the light of Allah, is something of Allah. They will give it another meaning. From where? From the mind. You have another verse from the Quran that explains the face in this way? Ahlan wa sahlan. You have a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have the companions asking. You have the scholars speaking. None of that. None of that. Just mind. The mind says, Allah can't have a face. Khalas. If your mind doesn't allow it, they say you cannot see Allah's face. They don't understand. Laysa kamithli shay. There's nothing like Allah. You guys came late. This is important to know. There's nothing like Allah. If Allah said He has a face, you don't have an image of any face, because there's nothing like Allah. Subhanallah. We are the creation, and we are limited in our understanding. But if Allah confirmed an attribute to Himself, who are we to deny it? Yet we don't go to extreme to know what is it like, because Allah didn't give us this knowledge, and He told us that there's nothing like Him. Case closed. You don't have knowledge, and there's nothing like Allah. Where in the world are you going to find out? You can't. Does that mean you go to the opposite extreme and you deny? No. You travel the middle path. You accept, but how? Allah knows best. لم يكن له كفوا أحد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. سبحان الله. Bye. والحاصل أن العقل لا مجال له في باب أسماء الله وصفاته. The bottom line is that the mind has no business whatsoever when it comes to the names of Allah and His attributes. Zero business. And we will stop at this particular point. We have made it to the statement, فَإِن قُلْتَ قَوْلَكَ هَذَا يُنَاقِدِ الْقُرْآنِ. And this is the middle of page 37. Just remind me next week, inshallah. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ اشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ أَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. We have 2 minutes for a question, if there is any. If not, we will go to the salah, inshallah. Try to make it to the masjid earlier. It's close distance. It could be relevant, it could be irrelevant.
Today, you have any program in South German hospital?
Wallahi, our Dawah Center, no. But I've heard that there's something there, but we don't know who it is and what it is. So I don't want to give you information where you go and you find nothing. Allahu A'lam, what's going on?
During in Salah, when you are doing sajda, sujood, can we ask
your
personal dua?
This is exactly when you ask your personal dua. During sujood and before the taslim.
Before taslim also?
Yes, but the Prophet ﷺ said, if you are the closest you are to Allah is during the sujood. So increase in your dua, because this is the best chance you will get that you'll be responded. Some people think, and this is a cultural thing, that in the farida, when you pray in the obligatory salah with the imam,
yes,
that you don't do that, this is incorrect.
Yes, yes, me. You know Dr. Yahya?
Okay, don't quote people.
Yes, yes.
The bottom line is...
Because one person asked the doubt.
Yes.
He told salah means something particular. This is the way you have to do. And you have to pray to Allah during the sujood. Since it's one of Rabbi, la'ala, like this.
Hey.
So you have to say what Allah told you. The particular thing.
طيب.
You should not ask your personal dua.
Subhanallah.
In your home.
If he said that, bottom line, he may be of a particular position, regardless of the brother who he is and what he said, you can, because of the hadith. if they had no hadith, and we say the salah tawqifiyah, the salah is yani, everything in the ibadah is conditional to an evidence. You don't innovate nothing, otherwise you are not accepted. You have to bring an act of worship with an evidence. Here the Prophet ﷺ advised you and told you about the virtue of sujood, and this is the best time to make dua.
Yeah.
Had it only been for the nafila, he would have made it an exception. He would have told you only in nafila, as it has happened in other things in the Quran and other narrations, where when he wanted to make an exception to something, he made that exception. When he wanted to make an exception, he made. When the fact that he didn't make an exception, the scholars have usul, principles, meaning this is general. So for you to come and specify it, you have to have an evidence that specify this only for the voluntary prayer. The fact that you don't have that means this is for obligatory prayers and for voluntary prayers. It's applicable to all unless you have an evidence. Where's the evidence? There's no such thing.
Can you give the hadith regarding asking dua and doing sajda?
I don't have it memorized, but yani, I can get you the hadith.
Yes.
I could get it in my phone inshallah later. I have it in here.
Send it by email, okay?
No problem.
Because one person asked, he told there is lot of times to ask dua between Adhan and Igama, where you are fasting, these things, the waqts are particular times are there. But during Salah, whether it's obligatory or nafila or whatever thing, there is Salah means particular. You should not ask your language in your personal dua, he told
it can be.
And he told, I am not sure also, but I will verify and I will tell you.
No, the brother, may Allah forgive him, he shouldn't, if that's incorrect. That's very incorrect. Let's limit the whole salah is about communicating with Allah Azza wa Jalla and asking Him for things. To limit yourself in this fashion, it becomes like a machine. And that's why in the salah, you notice the Prophet ﷺ had many different supplications of istiftah. Many different things he would say, yani, to begin the salah before the Fatiha. طيب. In the recitation, he would recite sometimes Maliki Yawmuddin, sometimes Maliki Yawmuddin, in order to change. In the ruku' sometimes say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim bihamdih, Subbuhun Quddus Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh, Subhanak Allahum bihamdik. There's many different narrations, different dhikr in the ruku'. Then the same thing in the sujood. Then the same, even the tashahud, different formats. Why? So your salah, and the scholars say if the Prophet ﷺ practiced all, you should practice all. So the salah will not just become some ritual. Some, you know, ritual thing where just a habit, you just, you know, do the same thing. You want to give it life. And you are asking Allah for things. This is the time to make dua. SubhanAllah. Anyways, this is yani, known for being incorrect.
What is the difference between telling Maliki Yawmiddin, Maliki
Yawmiddin? The both are correct recitations.
Meaning?
Now, Malik is the owner. Malik is the king.
Malik
owner. Nah. No, Wallahu A'lam. Anyways, this, so you make as much dua as you want. If you don't know an Arabic in the language you speak, while the imam, behind the imam, all this is general, applicable, unless there's an evidence. So whenever a person tells you something, tell him, give me the evidence. That's all you need to ask. Because people sometimes speak from their own mind and they don't have it. If he finds you the evidence, then we evaluate. Is it sahih? Does it oppose other narrations? How did the scholars understand it? And this issue, from what I know, there isn't even an evidence that indicates that this is only for like voluntary or no dua in salah period. SubhanAllah, the Prophet said, this is faqamin and yustajabu lakum, sah? This is when you will be responded and you will be answered in the sujood.
Yes, you're close to Allah.
Naam, the closer, the lower you are, the closer you are, SubhanAllah. Anyways, Allah, SubhanAllah, bihamdik, shalala, ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka, atubu ilayk.